This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. I think Landfill thought our mics were on. It was kind of funny to watch them realize they weren't. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
Officially cold winter season.
Yeah.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, it was. I got in my car and it had a little snowflake popped up and it said 22. I was like, nah.
It was
and then
cold,
as I got in here, it got a little warmer. But you know what? When I first stepped outside this morning, I almost ran back. I almost did an old moonwalk back in the house.
A very eventful Monday Night Football game. It was a fun one to watch, and I want to talk about both quarterbacks specifically. But I also the kid Betonio. Hopefully, I'm getting that right.
No, Benito, dog.
Benito, dude can play, and he can cover.
He got a little injured last night, didn't he?
Yeah, late in that game. I found him really impressive. Sertan is a bad dude.
Yeah,
I think there was a lot of talent on that field. Cleveland is clearly more talented than 3-9.
Hell yeah.
And I think
if Jameis was there the whole year, they probably would won another four games.
I want to ask that question because at various moments last night, you watch Jameis and you're like, this dude should be a starter. And then at other moments, you watch Jameis and you're like, oh my God. But let's not even talk about the picks. The deep shot to Jerry Jeudy on the play action in the first late in the first half was so perfectly drawn up. And Jeudy, you know how people always got a step. He had like four steps.
Yeah.
And Jameis just
overthrew him.
Jameis went full Randy Johnson. But B, what was remarkable about that overthrow was usually on a deep shot like that, the ball's got some air under it. And guys get overthrown. It happens.
Yeah.
But he threw that so hard, it didn't even really have much air on under it, and now, he still overthrew.
He throws a lot.
His arm strength is bananas.
He throws a lot of his ball, and it was a pitcher.
Right.
He throws a lot of his balls on the line, but the thing about him, you need someone on the sideline that can constantly tell him, calm down.
Yo.
Because I love the fact that he's aloof. I love that. Because you could, like, you heard all, did you see the pregame with Ryan and all them talking about him?
No.
His teammates love him, you know. And they say, dog, if he was a guy that was fake, if that was a act he was putting on, them players would be like, man, get the hell out of my face. But it's not an act. But one thing about him, he gets so hyped. Like the pass he threw out there that got picked off.
Which one?
No, I'm saying the one out to the left side, the one that he threw late in the game.
The one that wasn't returned for a touchdown?
Oh, that was returned. When the guy didn't even touch him, the kid, he got up and then ran. But if he just throws that ball out front, that ball doesn't get touched. But Jameis is, like you stated, his arm is so strong. He's very much like Brett Favre. He has a strong arm where he feel he can make every throw,
yep,
whether he's late or not. And he knew he was late on that pass. And he tried anyway, but hey, once you throw the ball behind somebody breaking out, it goes the other direction.
I mean, to throw two pick sixes and then to have another pick that was returned like 40 yards, it was Cody Barton. There were a couple old Commanders making plays last night, which was incredibly bizarre. Cody Barton had a late interception in that one.
Yep.
And you remember the dude, Michael Burton, that scored a touchdown last night, white boy fullback?
Yeah.
You remember when he was here?
So I vaguely remember that.
When Gruden got fired and Callahan got promoted, that was the old Bruce Allen special. He had been waiting his chance to make that happen. And immediately Callahan signs a fullback. The dude played 10 games and had two starts without a single offensive statistic in Washington. He had one target in 10 games. I just found that remarkable. I feel like that's almost harder to do. Cleveland last night specifically, you got to be able to run the ball. I recognize it's fun for us as – I think Jameis has turned into kind of this where Ryan Fitzpatrick was late in his career, where he's like this really lovable, turnover-prone quarterback. He's infinitely more talented than Fitz was. But
yeah, I think he's better than that.
Yeah, but they've entered this similar like kind of character arc now. The path – to win games with Jameis Winston is not to have him throw 58 passes.
True.
They need to run the ball. They can't.
But they talked about the O-line. The O-line is not very good.
I think they're really beat up.
And for him to drop back 50-something times, man, you know, you're going to take your chances with that. You got the offensive line. I'm serious. Every time he looked back to get a ball to a running back, the other guy was basically touching Jameis as he was handing the ball off.
Yeah. Chubb is working his way back from the injury, whatever. I wouldn't discount him forever, but Jerome Ford's the better option for them running the ball right now.
Yeah, Ford is, but hell, he couldn't really get it all the time because they give up too much penetration.
Yeah, I mean, the stats are fairly telling in that Browns run game. Chubb had 9 carries for 21 yards.
I can tell you this.
Ford had 9 for 41. It's not that much better.
As good as that Denver Broncos defense supposed to be, they got carved up, dog.
They did.
I mean, you can't give up that many damn
552 yards. Cleveland was...
They had no running game, and you allow him to throw that many passes. And if he had not missed so many, he would have had 600 on them.
Cleveland was... Dude, just imagine he hit the one deep shot to Judy. That would have been another 65 yards.
Yes.
Cleveland was 50% on third down. They were 9 of 19. They just turned it over too much. Jameis, the picks just were killers. And I thought, this is my first time really sitting and watching Knicks. He's got some stuff to him, man. He makes some plays. He
makes some plays. He's inaccurate. I'll give you that.
I mean, he threw two interceptions last night, too.
Yeah.
He was 18 of 35, so sub right at 50%.
Right at 51, 52%.
Yeah, I think it was interesting.
He was below 50 for a while, and then he threw some. He hit some ones. I think on the run, he's a much better passer.
Yeah, I mean – but then the couple big plays he made, that deep shot he hit to Mims was a really pretty ball when he was on the run and hit him downfield. That's a 93-yard touchdown.
That touchdown there was just about a bad pick, too. It got tipped a little bit, and Mims ended up pulling it in. You know, that ball right there was one of those, okay.
It was that sequence of that game where Knicks hit Mims for 90, and then Winston hit Judy for 70.
Yeah.
It was pretty damn awesome.
Just Judy was balding, dude.
Judy in his return to Denver, 9 catches for 235 yards with a touchdown.
NFL record. most by a receiver to go against a former team.
Well, dude, again, that easily could be two.
It could be 300.
300, yeah. James just missed him wide open, perfect play call. With Knicks, did you watch the regular broadcast or the Manning cast?
I watched the regular broadcast.
Okay, so did I. So I had Joe and Troy on. I kind of think Joe Buck and Troy Aikman have become the best in football.
Well, they got to get the information right, okay?
Did they have something wrong last night?
Yeah, they were totally wrong. They talk about the only coach that has a rookie quarterback that could be a coach of the year is the only coach doing it with a rookie. I think Dan Quinn doing it with a rookie too, right?
Sure.
So they were completely wrong on that.
Okay, I missed that part.
Yeah.
But one thing that...
And they said it multiple times.
Well, then that's clearly wrong. But I almost wonder, and this is going to sound crazy, Aikman, maybe it's because he now makes 18 mil a year or whatever, but I have found, I don't think anybody is more overtly critical than Troy has become. And it almost seemed like Bo Nix stood up his daughter for a date or something. Aikman was highly critical of Nix, I thought. And a lot of times, Nix would not take the underneath stuff and try to make bigger plays, and Troy was killing him for it. And then I think they were fair when he did hit a couple big plays.
Yeah.
I found it fascinating how critical I thought Aikman was of Nix.
I don't understand why when people are the broadcaster, we think they're supposed to be 100% positive.
I don't think they are. I'm telling you, I think Joe and Troy are the best.
Most times they are so much on the side of the NFL and so much on, they don't want to piss off nobody. But if I'm watching the game, and if I am supposed to be giving you my analysis, it's not always positive.
I thought it was great.
You know, I think what Troy does is unbelievable. Like, you know, you get my man Romo, he want to be the predictor. He just repeat everything somebody told him. And everybody go, oh, man, he knows everything that's coming. Well, they just told him that when they meet with him. But Troy is sitting up there watching the game, and all of a sudden you make a bad – he has to go underneath more. He's waiting for the big play too much. Young quarterback, right? Then when he hit a big one, you give him credit for it. But you can't – I have never seen a football game where everything is positive.
I totally agree with you. I think it's remarkable. I thought it was a good, fun game. I don't know – I don't want to oversimplify this because people will throw stats at me or whatever, and that's terrific. I've only watched one, and I watched two games early in the year when he looked god-awful. So Nix has certainly progressed, undoubtedly progressed from early in the year. If the NFL is drafting, I'm sorry. Jeff, what do you have going on here, bud?
You're stretching.
No, but why are you in a wife beater? What happened to your shirt?
Nah, bro. The heat was pumping in here, but I didn't want to just turn the AC on.
So you went with that look.
And I tried on the shirt that you gave.
Did it fit?
Nah. That's something you got to rock unbuttoned.
Okay. Well,
you rocking unbuttoned. Look like.
Maybe we get that Denton or Stallion or something. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, it's too big for me. I thought it might fit Jeff. B, I don't know if you'd want it. You like flannels, but anyway. I've now watched three games of Knicks. Two of them were early on when he was god-awful. And then I watched last night where he made enough plays. They won the game. He was pretty good. You know, Denver can run the ball pretty well, but Javonte Williams gives him nothing. He got the touchdown for him, but that was a second and goal from the half-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
The kid McLaughlin is pretty slippery,
yes.
Runs tough.
Yes.
I don't mind Estime. I do, though. I did make a couple of conclusions from last night. I think Sean Payton's a good coach. I think Denver has some real talent on that defense. I think that Broncos team is well coached, and they deserve credit for that.
Uh-huh.
Right now, Denver would be the 7 seed in the AFC, and they would be going to Buffalo to play the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
What's that spread? 8? 6.5?
It'll probably be 8 because it's you going to Buffalo. They have a we saw that defense get carved up last night by a dude who's up and down. And then I think the defense of Buffalo is far better than what Cleveland defense plays. They'll have issues.
There is the way the Bills can score. I'm just calling my shot now. I will lay the points. I'm not a lay the points guy, but I think Denver is well coached. They're able to win some regular season games, and it's a step forward for the organization because Sean Payton had to prove to the world he was right and, you know, chase Russ out of town, all these things. And
Russ is still balling, though.
Right. Russ seems just fine.
I would say this, though, Jay. People don't like to put any faith in that, but that travel from Detroit, from Denver over to Buffalo, them 6 points might outpace that.
You say Denver will?
No, I'm saying Buffalo will beat them by way more than that.
I'm telling you now, a month, probably 6 weeks before they play this game, if it ends up being Denver going to the Bills, I'm laying the points. All right, B has just texted and said it's -9. It's a big number. I still think I'm laying it. I hope that the Broncos become a public dog and everybody's loving it because I will lay the points. B's also said this, and so B's is texting me and B. Everybody knows our boy Mike Beasley from MGM National Harbor. The people that want to point out that Sean Payton's doing a great job with a rookie quarterback and that perhaps Sean Payton should win Coach of the Year, I think Sean Payton has done a really good job with that Denver team. The only thing I would point out to counter that, besides the fact that Troy Aikman apparently doesn't realize that Dan Quinn's doing the same thing with Jaden Daniels, who's a rookie quarterback, It's the second year of Peyton's program in Denver. Like, he's been putting things into place now for 48 months. Dan Quinn got here in February.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's a much quicker turnaround.
And I believe the O-line that they have supposedly in Denver is supposed to be better than the one we have here.
Yeah. I thought last night they did a decent job. I think what Washington has, this is my last point to him watching this game last night. Besides just God bless Jameis, he's an American treasure. Is there a team next year that could turn the keys to Jameis? Not like, yo, Jameis, we got you, and we're drafting Shador Sanders.
If
just like, Jameis, this is your team.
If they have that guy on the sideline that could constantly talk to him to get him, just bring him off the horse just a little bit. When Jameis gets out there, he's on a Clydesdale standing up on top of a damn bucket. Okay? He's on the high, high horse. They need somebody to kick the bucket down and put him on a Shetland pony. He just got to – listen, his arm strength is so great that he thinks he can make a – just back off sometimes,
sure.
Dude. If he backs off – if he does 80% of his pace on his balls, I guarantee you he'll have a far, far better completion percentage and way less interceptions.
I know where I'd like to see Jameis go, and I don't think it's going to happen because they drafted a rookie, got hurt, whatever. But, like, if he got a year or two with O'Connell, the way O'Connell's able to make Darnold a functioning, pretty good quarterback, if he got a year or two with McVay, like, honestly, what Jameis had working with Sean Payton in New Orleans before he had the knee injury was by far the best he's ever played as a pro because he was limiting the turnovers.
There's no
doubt he can make offensive plays. He had a 30-30 season. That's unheard of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody throws 30 picks, but he also had 30 touchdowns.
That believes in him and that can make him believe that, dude, you don't always have a – everybody's not open. I think his arm strength makes him think, I see my dude is 4 people covering him, but he's taller than them. I'm going to fit the ball where I need to fit it.
It's wild.
Because the pass he tried to throw to Njoku at the end, if it didn't get picked off by, what's the kid, Barton? Whoop, the next guy was going to knock it down. There's no way that ball got to Njoku unless he put it up some.
I want to say it was second quarter touchdown throw to Njoku, right? Yeah, it was the end of the first quarter. No, I'm talking about the Njoku caught 2, I guess. The first. So he completed the touchdown on third down when he went high. On second down, he tried to hum it in there, went like between a backer and a corner.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm just like, I mean, I would love to know the speed on that football because it is coming out so hot. I do think, I don't know, there's good football inside of Jameis Winston. Watching Bo Nix, I watched Jaden Daniels, and he makes – absolutely fantastic plays, like of his own making and creation. I watch Bo Nix, and there's a little bit of that. There's some playmaking ability, undoubtedly, but I can't imagine for any conversation about this Rookie of the Year stuff, I can't imagine one single talent evaluator that would ever take Knicks ahead of Jaden, including Sean Payton.
Payton said it already.
Right.
He said it earlier. Yeah. So let's be real.
If that
were to happen again, the first two may switch.
Yeah.
But you still are not going to pick Bo Nix before either one of them.
No. I think if you redraft right now, I wonder what would happen with Jaden and Caleb. I think there's still enough of the prototypical quarterback size that Caleb checks those boxes that Jaden doesn't. I don't know how that would go. But I honestly don't think, even today, how well Nix has played, it would go that differently. I think Drake still goes ahead of them.
Caleb in the prototypical size because of his weight?
Yeah, he's just more sturdy.
I think Jaden is taller than him.
He is.
So, I mean, I don't see him as prototypical.
I mean, Jaden's really skinny.
I mean, he's skinny, but still. Jared Goff is skinny. Jared Goff is rather skinny.
Not like Jaden.
Still, he's skinny.
You think Jaden would go
rookie.
One now?
Jared Goff is now an 8-year vet. Jaden ain't going to be that skinny in 8 years. But I'm looking at Caleb like 6 feet.
They got him at 6'1", 215.
6 feet, 215. Just bet that.
Do you think Jaden would go 1 now?
I think he will.
Okay, regardless. It could be Jaden. That could flip-flop. But I think the rest of it still – I still think people would take Drake May over Nix.
Nix is going to be where right where he was.
Yeah. Maybe Penix and McCarthy, but McCarthy's hurt. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I really liked McCarthy. Penix, I think we might get to see him.
A lot of people in Atlanta are asking for him.
Maybe we have that discussion.
Yeah, upset with Kirk.
Bro, I wonder if Kirk I think there's – injury questions with Kirk. You don't see the same turn and drive like you did. We got a break. Big suspension down in Houston. Maybe we have a Kirk conversation. That's kind of interesting. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
B. Mitch here. Big changes are happening in the DMV. And just like our upgraded football team, now is the time to upgrade the comfort in your home with a Rood HVAC system. I did, and the difference is night and day. My family and I felt the change instantly. And if you don't have a Rood system yet, you're missing out. Plus, there are tax-eligible options for you in the DMV, and if you're in Maryland, you might score some utility rebates. So head over to Rood.com, find a local pro partner, and get ready for winter. Always remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
Shout out to Stevie. She's dancing. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Jeff's dancing. Landfill got new headphones. A lot going on today, man. We're hoping to track down Wendy for a Wendy Knows Sports segment at some point. It's bye week. Bye week content, baby.
Down.
Marshall Nate's going to join us at 11. Torrey Smith joining us at noon. Blaine Bishop at 1 o'clock. But I got to turn it over. Let's check in with the stream. We're up on the stream. Come join us. Who was first today, B? You got any guesses?
Choop.
Tay W says, good morning. I say good morning back. Good morning, everybody in
what
the stream.
Up, Tay?
Good morning, everybody in their cars, driving around, listening. We appreciate you. Jeffrey asked me a question in the break, and now I want him to ask Brian.
All right, so I want you to understand what I foreshadowed this question with to JP. I said, don't get mad because I know it's a topic that you just want to be away with.
I'm not getting mad, and maybe we haven't entertained this. It's a bye week. Perhaps it's a good time to entertain it.
Yeah, so you know how everything is clearing up with the logo, right? I think it would be a good idea. You know how other teams have their alternate jerseys? If we bought back the Redskins jersey, because it don't say Redskin on it, and it pays homage to the team before it was the Washington Commanders. But I'm thinking about it, I know it's going to stir up more of the bring the name back. But
well, I've been seeing that all over the social media. Like, people are putting all kind of stuff out there that no one is really talking about.
So I think it's important. I think it's important for at least the four of us, and I don't know that everyone agrees with me here. And I've been highly critical of the Montana Senator Steve Daines for what I think is largely just political behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to credit Senator Daines because he voted for the RFK Stadium bill to move forward,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It appears they only need, now they got to get it attached to a spending bill. Roger Goodell and Josh Harris were on Capitol Hill yesterday. I talked to some folks that saw them in various meetings, that there is a lot of momentum. Things are going really well. They need to get Chuck Schumer to attach this to the spending bill to get done before Christmas. Like right now is a serious push. Then you still got to deal with the city, and we know that Mayor Bowser's on board. Right now is like they might need another drive, but they're in the red zone for sure. As far as it goes with Capitol Hill.
Get that thing, the diesel. He's going to get it in.
Right. Get it in, for sure. Now, here's the thing that folks are kind of running with is that...
They say bringing back the logo.
The logo. Okay.
They're going to pay homage to the logo.
Right.
People have taken that to what they want it to be.
Totally. Now, this came from... Senator Daines is from Montana... The logo's from Montana, right? The Blackfeet Indian Native American group. And he wants to represent them because they're from Montana. That's great. He's met with the Harris group.
Yeah.
The family, the Wetzel family that made the logo, the grandfather's long passed, but the grandson, they've met with them. They've honored the logo. There's a brass statue. I don't know what you would call that. An installation, if you will. Of the logo at the stadium. Now, did they make a mistake with the Daryl Green when they were retiring his jersey and they kind of photoshopped away the logo on the T-shirts they were selling? Yes, they acknowledged that and they're moving forward. But what is happening to me, Brian, I don't know if you agree, the video everyone keeps circulating is from November 20th. People keep acting like it's brand new news. It's not. This is what Senator Daines said on November 20th. And it was after he voted to move it forward.
Uh-huh.
So he's no longer withholding his vote. There's no longer any procedural parliamentarian maneuver for him to slow this thing down. And now for the senator, it's good politics, certainly. I think he wants it for the people of Montana and his constituents, sure. But he also gets to be the guy, hey, stop this woke stuff, bring back the old Skins logo. And I just think people are you because you've created a political football with this thing, the people that Jeff, I'm guessing Jeffrey, you want the logo back because it's dope and it's iconic and it's something we grew up with, right?
Now when I say I don't want the logo back as like the primary logo for the
right.
team, I just say you know how they have
instead of like the black uniforms,
yeah, or
that would be the
black,
alternate,
yeah, or like if we play on Thanksgiving, if we play on Christmas. And it's a Cowboys game. Those be our alternate uniforms for like special games. I just think it would be, you know, a dope
like,
alternate.
You didn't even notice that the name wasn't even on the jersey, right?
I didn't. And what really made me go back and check is I seen something on the internet and I was looking, I was like, that's not right. It don't say Redskins. So then I was like, hold on, let me go back.
Yeah, the NFL shield right here.
Yeah, and it's nothing right there. So yeah. I was like,
so
it would be dope.
I think you could go back to those jerseys, and I think you should. Honestly, I'd just go back to those jerseys for the like the red and the white, the burgundy and the white.
Yeah,
like
I don't.
I guess my point is, I think people are trying to extrapolate what they want in this logo conversation.
They said pay homage to the logo. They never said anything about bringing the name back, and that's I just saw like three or four things. this morning. But then when you go and you dig into the profile, you find out exactly who those people are. Those are the people that have been saying stuff for the last two to five years, and they're the same people connected with all the other stuff, talking about how many people on the signature and things like that. So you see what you're dealing with. So ultimately, I know what's been public and what's been said, and what they're saying is not what's been said.
So I think, like most things with this Redskins logo, name, all this, it's been co-opted by people outside of the area looking to score political points on both sides. Get rid of the name and bring the name back. It's a whole bunch of nonsense. I do think there are a lot of actual fans that love the old logo, myself included. I love the old logo. Mm-hmm. I used to hand draw it during school. Like I it's a part of my life, right? But I still don't think it's coming back. I think people are just in this weird wishful thinking thing that it's coming back. That doesn't mean they can't continue to honor it at the stadium, at a new stadium. It doesn't mean that maybe they – one thing I firmly think is when they show old footage, like or when –
when you show old footage, you show old footage is what it was.
Right, but there was a while where they were trying not to do that, and the NFL was trying not to do it, and it seems like that has turned a corner, and I applaud that.
But I don't understand why you're trying to stop what was.
I mean, you can't
change it. You can't do something from when Bobby Mitchell was playing and Riggo was running and put a damn W on the side of the helmet. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think the ultimate thing is we all claim we're adults, but we can't act like it. When we're talking about something that was, you can talk about what was.
Well, here's what I can tell you. Like, I've been to the NFL offices, and they have this, like, wall of every team. And for a while there, there was just very little on the Redskins wall because they didn't want to have the stuff from the past. I imagine they're going to redo that. There is a world where you can walk and chew gum, where you can recognize they've changed and move forward, but still honor what is a really iconic franchise with a ton of iconic moments. And I think that is the path forward. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of people will glom onto that and say, oh, bring it all back, do this, do that. And I think I frankly don't believe that's going to happen. I'd be cool, though, if there was a situation, like whatever those Denver uniforms were last night. I thought they were kind of terrible. But, like, you see it with New England. They wear the red with the Patriot on the helmet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you see, I think when the Eagles wear their Kelly greens is an awesome look.
Yeah.
If there was a world where Washington got to wear, if you could get rid of the black uniforms and then have just the real Redskin uniform and you wear that twice a year, I'm all in. I don't see it happening, but I'm all in.
They haven't lost to them black uniforms this year. People going to want that to stay.
Jeff, would you want to get rid of the black uniforms or the old Skins uniform?
I would.
Okay.
I would. I can't lie. I would.
Open the phones.
Or the white uniforms.
Press the button. Open the phones for that.
I'm saying, like, people fall in love with what's right in front of them most times. Because, like, last year, and I think my Devon sent me something about this, he said, last year, people hated those uniforms. This year, they love them.
The current
black
Commanders?
Black.
Oh, the black ones.
Yeah.
I liked the black ones when they came out. The ones I don't like the white because it looks like the Arizona Cardinals or the Louisville Cardinals. Like, I think the best move they could make, you can keep the
big
W.
You know my whole mindset, though, brother.
What's that?
I can give a damn about what uniform they have on. You win the football game, that's all that matters.
Do you care about bringing the logo back?
No.
Do you think they will?
Listen, I said this before, and I'll say it now. People get mad at me if you want. I played for family pride, my name, and my teammates more than I played for anything else. Because let's be real. If you're playing just for a name, you can never play when you go to another team, can you? If you're playing just for a name, how you drag it from high school on? What is the one thing that I take with me everywhere? Self-pride, right? So I gave that everywhere I went. And whatever came after that, it wasn't because of a name. It wasn't because of a color. It was because that's who the hell I am. And the person that's paying me, I'm going to make sure I'm the best Brian Mitchell I can be. And I think most people think like that. But
most people that play.
Most people that play think like that. But I'm saying, let's be real. We can sit up here and make it what we want to make it, but you start liking something because they win with it.
Sure. When I think people like the current uniform look, everything, way more now than they did this time last year.
Hell yeah.
3-10
It changes, but you know, but there are a lot of people out there who can give a damn about that name. It's all political.
I agree. I think this specific issue with the logo, you got to ignore probably 90% of what you hear and think about what the team has actually said. And Harris said, we're never going back to the old name. And people want to make this giant jump. They're like, oh, well, if they're bringing the logo back, go back to that. Or they're going to become the Warriors, this and that. I don't know. I don't know what will happen. I don't truly believe the name is coming back. I'll let folks check in real quick. If it meant getting rid of those blacks and you get the old Skins uniform two games a year, let me know what you think. Here's what I know, though. Talking logos or not, whatever you're going to do when it comes to branding, you want to be with the best. And if you're looking to buy or sell your home in the D.C. area, the best is John Leahy.
Yep, just like Chandra. Chandra was in the process of selling her Germantown property so she and her husband could go and buy themselves a new home. Chandra didn't have time to do any repairs or upgrades to her property and was worried that she wouldn't be able to sell that condo. So John Leahy and the Fine Living Group took care of everything needed to get it sold using their VIP seller system. John and his team were able to get her condo sold above asking price and also helped Chandra upgrade her new home. If you're looking for a seamless home selling experience, reach out to John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. You can go to johnsellsdmv.com and find out your home's value in mere seconds. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and you know that life happens. So if needed, John will let you out of your contract at any time.
Anytime. Here's the other part of this. You're thinking, you go to the home valuation tool, you check it out at John Sells Homes, johnsellsdmv.com. But what about if you know you got a leaky faucet and you know your oven kind of sucks? Talk to John. Always worth having a conversation with John Leahy because he can coach you through situations. Whether or not you end up selling your house, buying a house, John is just an easygoing guy that understands the marketplace. And if it ends up you need 12 grand just to fix up your kitchen to get it ready to sell, talk to John. He can loan you up to $50,000 to make those little needed repairs and upgrades that'll make your house irresistible to buyers, drive up the price if you decide to sell it, and then you can just settle up with John on the back end at closing. It's a remarkable process. That's why I would trust John. That's why you should. He's the DMV MVP of real estate. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing on the dance floor.
Nah, I don't know that word.
Jeff brought up an interesting topic. I want to give Jeff credit. And I think we had a mature conversation about this that didn't involve, like, all of the emotions of the name change. And I think them being good helps the conversation a lot. The way I look at it is I think you could go back to the old look just instead of the current look with the actual, just the burgundy uniforms and the white uniforms. Maybe you can keep those gold pants in there. If you really want to go old school to the alternate uniforms, like the NFL now allows this, you see lots of teams wear their old helmet. Philly does it. The Giants do it. New England does it. I'm trying to. The Dolphins go to that old school look, that the 72 Dolphins look, which is pretty cool. I'm sure other teams do it. I'm just top of my head in this thing. Seattle does it with the old look. You could do that, right? But I think you'd have to get rid of the black uniforms they now wear. And this year they've gone 2-0 in. From the foe. You want to make the change, get rid of the blacks, and bring back the old logo and the old look?
Nah, JP, we ain't got to get rid of black, but I do want to bring back the old look. We can just have, you know, plenty of jerseys. And you
You're not allowed
about
to, bro. The
Titans.
NFL has rules.
You got rules? Okay.
This ain't college. This isn't Oregon and Boise State.
And Maryland.
If we got to drop one to show, we could drop it. But you forgot about the Tennessee Titans. They switch it up, too. Go back to the Oilers. You know, all them teams you named, they never changed their name. They just changed their uniform. Yep. And B-Man, I know that Friday.
They did change their name. They're the Titans.
JP, hang up on me, man.
What's the question?
Hey, B-Man.
Go ahead.
Hey, what you think about last night game, man? Sertain said the coach would not allow.
Landfill hung up on him. It wasn't me. The NFL has rules. You can't. And the Tennessee Titans are the Titans. They're not the Oilers. I didn't understand most of that. The question, if you want to answer it, Would you get rid of the black so you can have the old uniforms? Because yeah. Or you redo the current ones, but I don't think they're going to have that logo on every jersey they have. Maybe you can pull it off for the alternate going back to it. Leadville, how'd you think about that call?
You know, sometimes I guess JP has a point when he refuses to take calls.
I do want to ask Nate. I think I just want to frame it in an honest manner. People are like, "Oh, do this, do that." The NFL is a multi-billion. I mean, what do you think the NFL is worth, right?
Oh,
the whole league.
Oh, a lot.
I mean, if the Commanders are worth $6 billion, there's 32 teams, and they're making money every year.
And
they're
Jerry's
going
worth
every
about
year.
10.
Dude, what do you think Dallas is worth, right?
Like, that's what I'm saying, Jerry's.
Oh, I thought you said the Jets.
That's Jerry.
Regardless, the NFL is one of the most powerful, big organizations in the world. They have rules. This is not University of Maryland, University of Oregon, where you just sit, you roll out a new jersey every week. You know who rolls out new jerseys every week and nobody seems to care? The service academies. Every time you watch Army or Navy, they got new dope unis. And every year for Army, Navy, they come out with new stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, that's awesome. But it's also college. In pros, you got your home and your away, and now they allow these alternates. And maybe they're opening that up more. It's all just a cash grab. Yep. So if you want to have this conversation about bringing the old helmets back, which I don't think they're ever going to do, but I think let's have an honest one. Are you giving up if it was a real option to give up the current blacks and bring back the old, like, soup to nuts uniform, it's a no-brainer for me. And maybe you can't go back to the true Wetzel family, the old iconic logo of the actual Redskins logo. But, like, what if you could go back to the spear helmet? And
possibility.
If you could go back to any of those, even the Lombardi era R with the feather on it. Like, I'm in. I'm in for any of those. But you're going to have to give something up. Like, it's not like, oh, let's just add another one. That's not the operation. When we come back, Barstool Nate joins the program.